Thank you for taking the time to talking to me. It's nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, anytime.
So first of all, congratulations on signing a two-way contract with the Canadiens back in May.
Thank you.
Can you talk about like the timeline on how the contract signing happened? Like, when did you find out that the Canadiens were interested?
I'm not 100% sure when exactly, but I feel like at the end of the season they showed some interest about keeping me for another year, and for me that was a priority to come back to Laval and to getting a two-way NHL/AHL deal at 28 years old. I think it's a good sign on my development and my process, and I'm really happy I'm back with Montreal two-way especially.
So it sounds like it was an easy decision to you to pick the Canadiens organization as well, right?
Yeah, that was my A option. Like after the season that I had last year, I felt really confident with my time that I spent in Laval, and for me that was another step toward the right direction, toward the right path, and I got the chance to sign an NHL deal with the Habs, so I didn't think about it twice. I just signed it right away, and that's why maybe I signed it really early. I didn't even think about going somewhere else.
Okay.
I really want to come back to with Montreal.
When you were growing up, were you a Canadiens fan?
Yes, when all my when I was younger, my high school, my elementary school, I was a big Habs guy. I was watching all the game on TV, like a Quebecer, and yeah, I was a Habs fan for sure.
So you'll be headed into the Canadiens main camp in September. So what's your goal for the camp?
I'm gonna go there, and like I always show that I can play with these guys in Montreal. I'm 28 years old now, and like I'm not a rookie. It's the first time last year that I had a legit chance to play in the AHL, and I know like my potential is not there. I trust myself, my ability to move up to the next level, and I think step by step, if you do the right things every day in, day out, good things will happen to you. And just try. I'm gonna go in the Habs camp, and I'm sure I will get some eyes open.
Is your off season any different this year, knowing that you'd be heading to the NHL camp in September with the Canadiens?
No, I approach the same approach every summer. Every time in the summer, I work hard. I work out hard, and then I go on the ice. And like the last two summers, I've been spending a lot of time on the ice in Quebec City, and there's a lot of NHL guys. So just the way that I skate with them every day, that makes me confident, and it showed to myself also that I can play with those guys, and even I can be good with those guys. So it's a good confidence boost, and then I approach every training camp the same way. I just go out there and give my best, and I don't try to think too far. I just try to go there day by day, and if I do the right things every day, like good things will happen eventually.
Do you know any of the players from the Canadiens that played with the Canadiens last year, like from that roster?
Yeah, I work out on the ice with Phil Dano the last two summer. I know Phil. I know also Jonathan Drouin, played against him junior. We already played a couple when we were younger, summer hockey tournament, skate together. Xavier Ouellet, couple Osner, like obviously the guys that they were up and down with Laval, but even if I don't know the guys, I'm not a really shy person, so I just go out there, I'll be myself, and I think that's the key to success.
Is there a specific aspect of your game that you have focused on during the off season?
Like all the hockey players, I think that now these days the game is really fast, so I always try to work on my skating, my acceleration, like my agility. I think that like you cannot be too fast in a sense, so I just try to really work on that, and my stamina, my cardio. Like every time I play my A game, I have good success. My cardio and stamina is really high, so I just try to put all these pieces together to give me a good chance to look good.
And did you spend all your summer in Quebec?
Yeah, I spent all my summer in Quebec City. Yeah.
So last season, like, you led the Rocket in almost all of the offensive categories, whether it was in even strength, power play, and penalty kill. Over the summer, the organization signed a couple of veterans, Phil Varone and Riley Barber, who they've had success offensively in the AHL. So let's say, like, these players head into the play with the Rocket. Do you think that they would help the team?
Yeah, obviously. I think the organization made some great signature, Varone and Barber, just to say these names. I think they will add a lot of experience and a lot of offensive as well in the team. And I've never met these guys, but I heard really good things about them, that they're playing the right way. They're good, people, and I think that's the right addition that you have to do in the sense to help out the young guys who's gonna come up with us next season.
I spoke to William Peltier recently, and he mentioned that I think that you two know each other.
Yeah, we'll work out together.
Can you tell me what kind of player the Rockets should expect from him?
I think the Rocket fans are going to be really surprised about Will Peltier. Like, he always been in the shadow. I compare his situation a little bit with my situation last year, that we were on the AHL deal a lot, and we were often in the shadow. We didn't have the usual path going, either the Q, the top D, NCAA, and stuff like that. But he's a really, really good player. He can play every line, every role. He's super fast. He's got great hockey sense. I have a lot of good things to say about him. Yeah.
So the camp starts, I think, a little bit less than 2 weeks. What is, in terms of your preparation for the camp, what does it look like now, or what's the plan from now until then, for the last couple of days until camp starts?
This week I was actually skating with my former junior team. I always try to go skate in Rimouski. There is a 4, 5, 6 former players that we all try to skate there right before the camp. I think it's good to do practices and make a little scrimmage with a high intensity. And right now, next week, I'm just gonna go back in Quebec City, work out a bit, the skate, and try to rest as much to be ready to go to start the 12 September in Brossard.
Oh, perfect. So that's it. So I won't take up any more of your time, Alex. So I just want to thank you for taking some time during the offseason to talking to me. And good luck in camp in a couple of weeks.
All right. No worries. Thank you very much.